Revelation chapter 14. Then I looked and saw the Lamb standing on Mount Zion, and with him were 144,000, having his name and the name of his Father engraved on their foreheads. And I heard a voice from the heavens, like the resonance of many rushing waters, and like the sound of loud thunder. And the sound which I heard was like the sound of many harpists playing their harps. And they sang a new song before the throne, and in the presence of the four living beings and of the elders. Yet no one is able to learn that song except the 144,000, those who had been purchased from the earth. These are those who were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are those who are following the Lamb wherever he goes. These were purchased from among men as firstfruits to God and to the Lamb. And no lie was found in their mouth, for they are unblemished. Then I saw another angel flying in mid-air, having eternal good news to proclaim to those who reside on the earth, even to every nation, tribe, language group, and people. And he called out with a loud voice, saying, Fear God and give him glory, for the time of his judgment has come, and worship the one who made the heavens, the earth, the sea, and the springs of water. Then another, a second angel, followed, saying, The great Babylon is fallen, because of the wine of the passion of her defiling intercourse, which she offered all nations to drink. And another angel, a third, followed them, saying with a loud voice, If anyone worships the beast, or his image, or receives the impression of his character on his forehead, or on his hand, he himself will drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is being mixed, undiluted, in the cup of his anger. For he will be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels, and in the presence of the Lamb. The smoke of their torment will ascend forever and ever, and those who worship the beast or his image or whoever receives the impression of his name will have no respite day or night. This is the test of the endurance of those set apart for God. This is for those who obey what God tells them to do and have the faith of Jesus. And I heard the voice from the heavens saying, Write. Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, for they will rest from their labors, and their works follow after them. When I looked and saw a white cloud, and one like a son of man was sitting on the cloud, having a golden crown on his head and a sharp sickle in his hand. And another angel came out from the temple, crying out with a loud voice to the one who sat on the cloud, Send out your sickle and reap, for the time to reap has come, because the harvest of the earth is ripe. And he who sat in the cloud swept his sickle across the earth, and the earth was reaped. Then another angel, also having a sharp sickle, came out from the temple, which is in the heavens. And another angel, the one who has power over fire, came out from the altar, and he called out with a loud voice to the one with the sharp sickle, saying, Thrust in your sharp sickle, and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe. So the angel thrust his sickle into the earth and gathered the vintage from the grapevine of the earth and threw it into the huge winepress of the wrath of God. So the contents of the winepress were crushed outside the city, and blood came out from the winepress as deep as the bridles of the horses, and flowed for the distance of 1,600 stadia. This is the end of Revelation chapter 14.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.